Hello everyone, my name is Julia, and welcome to The Hot Zone, a place to hear the beginnings of successful people in northeastern Pennsylvania and what they're doing for their communities now. Today I will be talking with Nicole Farber, the founder and CEO of NX2, a local and growing digital marketing company with two locations, one in Dallas and the other in Wilkes-Barre. Okay, so to start, in the past we talked about failure and how it could be a motivator. Yes. You mentioned that in the previous emails.
Mm-hmm.
How did that help you with starting your career?
Okay, so basically my career was started based off of a failure. So to me, I look at failures as an opportunity all the time. And the difference between some people is that they don't understand and they think failure is just that, like there's nothing that comes out of it and they get down on themselves and everything like that. And that's okay to do. But me, I think of it as an opportunity, because one of my best terms that I always say is the bigger the storm, the brighter the rainbow. So just think about it. I had a truly, truly like devastating failure that happened to me. My first run at it when I opened, you know, my company, when I started the company. But out of it came all of this. And like I always say, sometimes things that you just think in your head are going to supposed to be in a package wrapped up a certain way. And it comes usually in nothing like what you think. And that's what happened, truly. And that's how I feel about failures. And you just got to, it's all about how you, it's perspective. It's all about how you look at things. And you get back up and you get going and you learn from them. As long as you learn, you're okay.
Okay. And if you don't mind, you mentioned that a failure essentially in the beginning of starting your business. What was that failure, if you don't mind sharing?
I actually was the first female race director in the industry of obstacle racing. And I was the one who put on the whole R3 Ops obstacle course race. And that was back in 2013. And in my head, I thought that there was going to be so many people showing up and so many participants coming. And that was going to be the thing. And I was going to do them all over the place and get healthy and do all these different things and help nonprofits with, you know, some of the proceeds that came in. And at the end of it, when I was leading up to it, I just kept so much faith in it. And I knew, and it was like weighing on me because I wasn't getting the amount of participants because it was such a new concept. And nobody had really ever heard of it before. And I had like so many people who were helping me do it, so many precious volunteers and everything. And no matter how much we did and how much money, I put all my life savings, everything that I had as a single mom, I left a job that I loved and I jumped off. Okay, I say a cliff, but now sometimes I think back and I bet it was like in a 20,000 up in the air plane that I jumped out of with no parachute. Geez. It didn't open. That's what it didn't open. And I jumped out. That's what it felt like, the whole scenario. And so at the end of it, I really had gotten really down, and, you know, because I believed that it was going to happen, and it didn't happen, but it did, you see.
Mm.
It just happened in a different way. All of those things led me into what I'm doing right now. So if I didn't experience all that, I wouldn't be here even talking to you at all. That's how I look at things.
That is actually pretty good thing to learn from.
Yes, it is.
It kind of felt
like... And it was a lot of work.
Yeah. It kind of felt like you kind of shot for the stars and you landed on the moon almost a little bit.
Probably the backside of it.
The backside of the moon.
Where all the darkness lies.
Oh, the dark side of the
moon. Yeah, but you know what? Sun always comes out.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't know when. And it did, but it wasn't for a few weeks. Like, and so I had to deal with it.
You found the sun.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, if you really have faith and you hope and you work hard and everything, it finds you sometimes. So that's what happened.
Wow. That is actually pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me... You mentioned that someone influenced you to get into the current field you're going into,
yes.
That you're in. Who was that specifically, and how did they influence you to do so?
It was one of my very dear friends, Chris Munley. And he knew the struggle that I had. He knew how much work I had put into it. He, you know, like he encouraged me to keep going. And he was the one who said, here, I have this Atlas Lawyers seminar, legal seminar, and I need you to market it. I need you to advertise it. I need you to put this event on for me, and I will help you through it. And if it's something that you can. So I was like, when you're at that point, you're like, I'll do it. You know, because I knew I was good at marketing. I knew I was good at all that stuff. So, and I got my right hand Wendy on it with me, and we did a bunch of stuff for it, and we succeeded. And when I went down there, he threw it on me that I was going to speak. And I was like, no way. I'll do the work. I'll do all the event planning. I'll do everything, but I don't want to speak. And he's like, you have to. You're so good at it. And I did. And so, when I walked out of there, I did my best, because I always feel that no matter what you do, whether it's cleaning your house, mowing the grass, whatever it may be, working, like you always do your best. Just do your best at all times. And so I did. And so I gave it my all down there. And I actually ended up walking out of there with about 4 different contracts in the legal field for doing what I do for digital marketing. And I had 2 different people want to hire me for their companies, and they actually sent planes and flew me down to where they were. And so it opened up so many doors of opportunity, but I knew in my heart that I was meant to continue on with my own business, because I had started it previously, like in the beginning of the year, and this was only in, you know, 10 months in. And I ran with it. I took that other leap, because they were offering quite a bit. And it was hard to say no, but it was like, you got to go with that feeling. You have to go with that little small voice, I always say, within you. Even if it makes you jump out of the plane and have no parachute, it'll come back with goodness for you. And so that's basically what happened. And from there, 2 weeks later, I drove to Jersey City to my very first client ever and signed it that day. And it was just, I just went like a storm through the industry after that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And speaking of the career that you had and kind of the rough start, and you didn't have internships in the beginning, from what I can remember. And you did mention that you worked in the private, or the not the private, the nonprofit sector.
Yes.
How did that prepare you to run your own company?
Basically, I had done all functions of running the entire, you know, cancer wellness center. So, and before that, I had worked in it as well. And my father had his own, you know, like he had a business. So I watched him throughout, even with like just all the normal payroll, like just all aspects of running a business. So I knew that because I watched my dad, and he had, you know, my mother, and they both had great work ethic. So I, of course, inherited that from them, and maybe like, you know, so from all that, I did have business being in the nonprofit. I understood a lot of different areas of how to market and advertise and bringing in and speaking and asking for donations and talking to very prominent, you know, people within the area and outside the area and everything. So I developed a certain etiquette, you know, to know how to do it. So all these different things had like I put them all together. And though you think sometimes you're like, oh, why do I got to do this? Or why is this for? It comes out in a different way if you really look for it and understand it. And so many aspects of everything that I did in the nonprofit field has rolled over and helped me tremendously in my business now. That's almost even, you know, we're going to be, our next birthday is 7 years.
Oh,
so
congrats.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was like that every month.
Yeah.
yes, I did it. I did it. But there's even like small jobs, big jobs. I did so many different things being a single mom to bring on extra money to help us and everything, that everything that I had ever done truly helped me to do what I need to do now, because there are so many aspects and so many different things that come together and they make up this great big picture. And if you don't have all of them, juggling them all in the air constantly 24/7, one wrong thing that falls, you could really damage different things. So it's not an easy course to take, but everything that I had ever done, I did my I tried my best and took everything that I learned and then incorporated it into the business. So there you go. I'm long-winded. Did you notice that?
No, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine.
Are you
fine.
Falling asleep? What are you?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's fine. It's fine. trust me. I'm like.
No, I'm only.
I had a Sprite, so I'm just like.
Maybe that's what I need.
A Sprite. Yeah.
Maybe that's what I need.
Oh, if I had a Coke, I would just be like laser hyper focused because that's like.
I always say sharpen your skills. Focus it up. Let's go.
Yeah. Mom says it's not good for me, but.
Well, it isn't.
Hey, you can't stop me. I can do whatever I want.
Moderation. Moderation is key.
That is true. Yes. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And given that you've done so much and so creative and you're just so lively, I could tell just from you walking into the studio that you just had this air of like friendliness and stuff.
Thank you.
Where do you see yourself and your business in 10 years?
In 10 years, I see my business at least 10 more offices, helping a lot more people, bringing on jobs for a lot more people. I love to help people. I love to build a culture that really creates change within the person that goes to the family when they go home and if they're happier and everything. It just truly, I believe in my heart that that's what I'm giving back, not only helping to create all these jobs and to find the stuff to give to other people and help them, but giving them a journey. And I always talk about that. Like sometimes people think that they just need to get to the finish line or they're always thinking ahead in the future. But I'm totally one that says, have fun today. Let's do what we got. Let's see what we got. Let's
live in the moment.
Yes. And the journey, like I know that there's going to be a finish line at some point in everything we do, even the small things, even creating a post or a website. And obviously there's completion times, but life is all about a journey. And I choose who I want to spend it with. And it's very important, the everyday type of things, because you look around at so many people and they truly are either depressed or not happy in what they do. And as most people always hear, do what you love. And it's not that easy, but if you work towards it and you really, really, really put your mind to it, you can, and you find it. And they always say that, you know, if you do what you love, it'll never feel like you're working a day in your life. And trust me, I feel that way, but I also know that I'm working every day. But I surround myself with the people that inspire me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I give a lot out. As you said, you saw me walk in and everything, and you always need to have it back because you get a little bit drained. So just like Emily and Sam and everybody that I have at my, you know, my team. I love my team so much and they truly give it back to me. And I think that is like what helps us to be so dynamic and the energies that we have and what we create is because of the fact of how our atmosphere is. And I'm totally about no drama and no problems, you know, like we just want to have fun and we care about the journey, living in the moment and taking care of each other. Like I think it gives everybody comfort knowing, I always say, I will always have their back no matter what. And I believe that they would have mine as well. And that's a great feeling to have because sometimes people will go their entire lives without having that feeling. Do you know what I mean? And so if we can create it actually in the workplace and everyday feelings, you know how much more people will be able to give to others and to give to society in a good way and truly start changing culture. And I feel it's one at a time. And so I'm doing it one at a time. But as you see, these wonderful ladies right here, they're one at a time, but they're here and they're with me and they're making change. So that's who I surround myself with. Brilliant people who tell me what to do. When they get out of hand, I'm like, wait a second. Give me a break.
aren't I your boss?
No, I don't do that. I just lead well.
Okay.
I don't think I'm ever. I don't think I'm a boss. Am I a boss? Only certain times, but I'm more of a leader, I think. Don't you think? I definitely am. Leaders are much stronger, more admirable term.
And definitely this area does need what you can give. You definitely give that air of invitation to move forward.
Yes.
And that definitely
good way.
Yeah, and definitely in the good way. Mm-hmm. And that you said that you provide jobs and you'd be able to provide more offices and employment opportunities. And that definitely needs to be in the local area. And I appreciate with the thought of that, because an area can never have too many jobs. That's just is physically impossible. Mm-mm. So
I'll do my best.
Yeah. And and I appreciate that. And I'll do my best to do the same as well. So one day I can follow in your footsteps.
You will. It's how bad you want it.
Oh, yeah.
If you want it bad enough, you'll chase it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be fine.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. All right. So you mentioned that you tell young people to stay true to themselves.
Yes.
Why is authenticity important for young people starting in not just your industry, but just in the workforce in general?
You need to stay true to yourself, because so many people in today's day and age, and I mean, pretty much, I think throughout, you could look back and see that everybody had specific stereotypes or images that we were supposed to be like. But you know what? We weren't born to fit in. And I know I wasn't. And I know all my staff and all the people that I surround myself with, we're not born to fit in. We're born to stand out. And the only way that you could truly stand out is through being yourself. And we were all given gifts and talents and everything. And once you start to surround yourself with others who will encourage you and lift you up and really see you for who you are, you'll start to see what you have, your gift to come out. And that's where I say sharpen your skills and focus on what you are gifted with. And sometimes we don't know. I tease sometimes and I always say, you know, I'm this old. I'm not throwing my age out there, so don't even ask me, okay? I'm just kidding.
That is a rule between women. We don't ask each other age until it's important. I know.
I'm hopping in that late 20s here. Totally lost my thought. Where was I?
Something about losing the stereotypes and being true to yourself, I think.
Yes. So if you're completely authentic and everything, you have the opportunity to do something and create something and be something that nobody else is. And that's what people want. They want that. Like, if you look around, I don't want the same things, and I don't want, you know, like, I don't want to be like, I don't, not that I don't want to be Sam, I want to be like you, I want to be like Emily, but you know what I mean? Like, you picked up on me because of how I am. I'm myself, and maybe some people will be like, well, she's too good morning-ish, and she's too this or whatever, and some people are like, you know, but I have to be true to myself, and I truly, you know, because I think I break away from the normal true business type.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm more outgoing and I'm more just, you know, I think there's a difference between me and some other people. But you know what? I've noticed that it's accepted and people like it, you know. And when you're true to yourself and you chase your dream and you stick with that instead of trying to conform to what the world wants you to conform to or what you think everybody is looking for, you'll always struggle. You'll never have that peace within you, and you'll never have that deep joy of finding what you really love to do and being content and being on a journey that you want to be on. You'll always be wondering, waiting, wishing, not being able to, maybe I always call it like sit still within yourself, because you're not doing what you were created to do. So of course it's going to be uncomfortable. So until you find that, and as long as you stay true to yourself and authentic, you're not going to have that, I think. And people just need to like really focus on that, of finding it, which is like finding your passion.
Yeah. And your words of definitely breaking the stereotypes, I'm almost like I'm seeing it in real time, especially in the film industry, where back in the early 2000s, I remember especially with... I always bring up this movie, 2002, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
That has so many stereotypes. It has the nerdy kid, the hot girl, the jock, the
everything,
the fat guy, mm-hmm. the professor who has just completely given up.
Yes.
just like knock it off. And those stereotypes I'm seeing less and less, not only in film, but just in real life as mm-hmm. well. People are taking the be true to yourself wisdom to heart. Yes. And mm-hmm. it's definitely for the better.
It is for the better. And I think that's what will create change.
Yeah.
That's the kind of things that we need to consistently put out there to people. Because whatever we put, you know, whatever we take in is what we're going to put out. So if we're constantly taking in the goodness and all like the good things and being encouraged and everything, that's what's going to come out of us. And that's what we're going to give to others. But if we're constantly doing, there's so many things that's going on too in today's day and age. And it's almost like, I feel like sometimes it's like we're all so separated, you know, especially right now. And if we just started like not focusing so much on the hate and everything that's going on, and we really just are true to ourselves and we're kind and we do these different things. And I know that's like a far stretch, but it's, but you know what? I'm starting one person at a time.
Yeah.
And that one was me. So as long as I do that and I put out what I feel like, that's what I am going to be inspiring in others. Was that right? Inspiring in others?
Yeah, that's okay. That's grammatically correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if it wasn't, people
this
would get.
This is what I do all day long, and they just look at me and they're just like, "Yeah, no." Yeah. Oh God, yeah. I love my team. I truly do. Oh, they're probably like, "Where is she?" Aren't they? Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Yes. Okay. No, he's getting.
Even if it wasn't grammatically correct, people would understand your message.
And you know what? Yeah. A lot of times I get this. I speak Nicole. Don't you worry. But you know what? I'm being me.
Yeah. You be you.
And I don't let it bother me where some people maybe would, or just little things, you know, but.
You be you, as the
you,
kids
you
say.
You be you
days.
And I'll be me. Yes. How about that?
You be you, boo. I don't know what these kids these days
I don't
are,
know either.
Don't know.
Emily and Sam has yet to teach me anything. But Emily tries to teach me a lot of the lingo.
Yeah.
And I try to do it as best I can, but maybe sometimes it might like I might look funny doing it or something because I'm totally out of that league. You know, like I'm just they're like, please don't.
It's like it's like somebody saying like groovy back then.
I could like you are groovy. Look at you. I feel like we should throw on the radio and start playing Staying Alive. Staying Alive. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, well, pull me back out of the desert, please.
Well, it was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
And
it was so nice being here. This was a great morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
I appreciate
for
it.
Coming out. Thank you for tuning into The Hot Zone. Thanks to Nicole Farber for coming out, sharing her experiences, and reminding us to stay true to ourselves. Next time, I will have Ryan Hartle to discuss his path to creating social loca. Until then, stay cool, and we'll see you next time.